We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Critics of Proposition 47 say they have enough signatures to roll back certain aspects. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. So, Phil, what do rollbacks mean?
Well, it means that modifications, changes to Prop 47. Prop 47 was a ballot initiative put before voters some years ago that basically was aimed at reducing prison populations and also decriminalizing certain amount of drugs for social justice and for small theft. In other words, let's not sweat the small stuff. Let's concentrate on violent crime. And it passed. It had a support of the Democratic establishment and not much opposition except from prosecutors who said, hey, wait a minute, there could be unintended consequences to this. And over the years, we've sort of seen those unintended consequences. The ability of people to steal $950 and get a ticket has just proliferated retail theft. Fentanyl is now on the streets. It wasn't when Proposition 47 first passed. And in 2020, there was an attempt to change it. But it just didn't have much money, it didn't have much backing, and it didn't go anywhere. Voters said no. This time, however, there's a big difference. They've submitted 900,000 signatures. It looks like it's going to qualify for the ballot. And unlike the past, when it was underfunded, this time Target and Home Depot were stepping up with some very deep pockets. They spent about $8 million qualifying this thing, and they could be a real force come November if it's on the ballot.
The thing that always confuses me about Prop 47 is... and it's something that Governor Newsom has talked about a lot, is that felony threshold. I mean, we have among the lowest at 950. Texas has the highest threshold at over $2,000. So how do we balance both of those facts with what we're seeing at stores like Home Depot and Target and things like that?
Well, part of it is the judicial system in Texas versus that in California. In Texas, if you are convicted, chances are you're going to get some kind of punishment. In California, we go for the more the deterrence. And so what happens is that the bar just keeps dropping and dropping. If you're arrested on something, what you negotiate out on the plea agreement is much less. And so, Nikki, that is, it's a change in cultures. Now, Gavin Newsom has said what we really need to do is just enforce the laws we have. And he's asked legislatures, and they've come up with their own modifications for Prop 47, which they may pass, but it may prove to be too little too late. And they're going to try to keep this off the ballot and maybe possibly negotiate a settlement with the backers of the reform movement and say, let's work something out. Remains to be seen. Kind of reminds me of Prop 13 when the state ignored lawmakers up there, ignored voters who were saying they were being taxed too much, and then wham, they got nailed at the ballot box. But I got to tell you, one thing is significantly different between now and when 47 passed with the backing of a lot of progressives and such. And that is, every time you walk into a Target or a Home Depot or just about any store these days, well, the first thing you see is a security guard. And to me, that's like a walking advertisement about how things have changed.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.